The following is made possible by a grant from the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Dracula was performed by Asparagus Theatre in front of a live audience, October 27th and 28th, 2016.
Welcome, ghouls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, to Dracula, a live radio thriller. This performance will be recorded and broadcast at a later date over the 93.7 FM airwaves from up on Tappan Mountain, high above Salmon Arm, BC. Please take this time to silence all cell phones and other distractions while the on-air sign is lit up. Please try to limit your entrances and exits to the theater. Our in-house usher will assist your exit if necessary. There will be one 15-minute intermission with refreshments in the lobby, and that's the time we'd like you to have your costumes on because there's some judging happening during intermission. And all donations will go to CKVS, and ACT memberships will also be for sale. And now, a word from our sponsors. At Askew's, we get some pretty weird requests this time of year.
Yeah, I'm looking for some silver polish, candles, garlic, steaks, bat repellent, and trail mix?
Sure. Try aisle 5, 8, and 10.
Thanks. Do you have something for my cough?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Something for my coffin.
Oh, of course, your coffin. Cough drops right down aisle 6. Hi, Mr. Skeleton. What can I do for you?
I need 2 Cokes. And the mop.
No problem. Aisle 3.
Ooh, I need some bologna and blueberries. And my mummy needs some toilet paper.
Got it.
I need a broom and some scare spray.
Got it. We don't have brains, but we do have liver. For almost all of your Halloween needs, shop Askew's, 3305 Smith Drive, Armstrong.
Da-na-na-na.
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 When you're feeling kind of droopy, grab a sandwich and a soupy. Organic coffee to make you loopy. See the Jordan family. They're down on Pleasant Valley. You can enter from the alley. So now you should just sally down to the Wild Oak Cafe.
Da-na-na-na.
Sweet treats.
Da-na-na-na.
Nice seats.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na.
Salads with beets.
The Wild Oak Cafe.
The Wild Oak Cafe and Community Market. Organic, local food and hot drinks made with love. 2539 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Armstrong.
When the spirit dies but the dead live, the dark god of the night is a beast.
Asparagus Community Theatre, in association with CKVS, present Bram Stoker's Dracula, adapted for radio by George Salverson, starring Ryan Murphy as Count Dracula and Brody Musket as Jonathan Harker. Produced by Marika Simmons and directed by Phelan Gatto. Musical score composed and performed by Cameron Shook and Roman Blaine. George Salverson's adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
This is the Journal of Jonathan Harker. Should any read, convey its warning to those who believe and act, and convey it to those who mourn me, for I have written my last word. Transylvania, May the 4th, 1897. A day of a strange, wild journey to carry me on my mission. To travel among these motionless mountains and long, sleeping castles, always pursued so recklessly, so desperately. Our Slovak driver lashing his horses, the coach for Bukovina rocking and bouncing, the passengers crying for more speed.
More quickly, the sun sinks!
Crying for more speed as darkness is near, and watching me with eyes that are somehow troubled.
Obviously, you are the Englishman.
The Englishman? Yes, I am English.
In Bistritz, when we took the coach, there was much attention on the Englishman.
But why, ma'am, is it so remarkable to be English?
I do not know why, but I can tell you that this wild country, the ancient battleground of Bulgard and Turk, is not only a melting pot of races, it is a melting pot of all the world's superstitions, and it is sometimes remarkable what an Englishman will do.
There's nothing remarkable in what I am doing. I represent a completely respectable firm of London solicitors. I'm here to perform a service for a client.
And who is this client, sir?
A Count Dracula.
Driver, more quickly!
Am I to fly, then?
Must we travel through these potholes as though the devil were after us?
Tradition would have it, these roads should never be repaired, lest the Turk consider it a warlike action.
Herr Englishman, is this the eve of St. George's Day, is it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you not know at midnight all evil in the world holds sway? Do you know where you go, Herr Englishman?
I do not understand you, sir.
Our friend has had a say. You, sir, are from London and I from Prague. I fear we find these people amusing.
They seem to be afraid of me. I don't know why. The Count will have his carriage meet the coach at the entrance of Borgo Pass. Then I leave you to perform certain services to the Count of Castle Dracula.
Driver!
I know!
I cannot understand this bone-shattering speed.
Perhaps our fellow passengers fear the dark, or perhaps the devil is after us.
Darkness, with the feel of the mountains hiding in it. A long, hard climb toward Borgo Pass. The horses walking and my bones aching. Campfires near the road. Gypsies. I'm going to walk a piece.
What are you doing?
I'm going to walk while the hill has slowed us down to a reasonable pace.
I forbid it. I'm responsible. I forbid you to leave the coach. The wolves are savage here.
Those gypsies don't seem afraid.
I forbid it.
No, very well.
A stranger passes in the night. He believes only what he sees. Will he see what he cannot believe?
There's the road. There goes Borgo Pass. You see? There is for you no carriage.
The arrangements were very precise.
Perhaps the Herr Englishman is not expected after all. Stay with us to Bukovina. Come, let us wait no longer.
We came at such a speed, I am sure that the...
You are early tonight, coachman.
The Herr Englishman, he's in a hurry.
That is why, I suppose, you wished him to go on to Bukovina.
That is a strange-looking fellow. When he smiles, those sharp white teeth.
Herr Englishman, if you must do this, take this crucifix. For your mother's sake, wear it, and God go with you.
The coach, with its frightened passengers, swept into the darkness on its way to Bukovina, leaving me with the stranger who had so suddenly materialized. Without a word, he motioned me to a carriage which stood silent in the shadows. As we drove upward through the pass, the cry of the wolves followed us until midnight found us in the courtyard of a vast ruined castle from whose tall black windows came no ray of light. The silent coachman set me down, drove away, left me in the darkness before the massive iron door. And there I waited. Waited. And waited. Until...
Welcome to my house. Enter freely and of your own will.
Count, Dracula?
I am Dracula, and I bid you welcome, Mr. Harker.
Yes, thank you. The door is very effective.
It once frustrated a Turkish army.
Well, it wouldn't do well to lose the key then, would it?
Come, sir. It is late and my servants are not available. I will see to your comfort myself.
His servants? I wondered if the servants existed as I followed along the passage, up a great winding stair and down the stone floor of another endless passage. Even Dracula's silent coachman was Dracula.
You will, I trust, excuse me that I do not join you at supper, but I have dined already.
I quite understand. Even in here, the sound of the wolves.
Listen to them. The children of the night. What music they make.
Music?
Ah, sir. You dwellers in the city cannot enter into the feelings of the hunter.
Dracula smiled. The firelight leapt and fled about the ancient room from the bright red lips, the sharp white pointed teeth. I dropped my eyes to his hands. The nails were long and pointed. I remembered as he greeted me how strong they were and how cold. I became aware of something else. I pushed my food away. My God! His breath!
Now, tell me of London and the house which you have procured for me.
Oh, yes. Well, it's in a suburb, Purfleet, and it's called Carfax. It contains, in all, some 20 acres, heavily treed, surrounded by a solid stone wall. There are very few other houses close at hand, one being a large mansion now used as a private lunatic asylum.
And the house, Carfax?
Much as you requested. Very large, of medieval times, including an ancient stone keep attached to an old chapel.
Good. I myself am of an old family. To live in a new house would kill me.
I understand, but really, sir, Carfax is a little better than a disused dungeon.
I belong to the past. A past of brave races who fought as a lion fights for lordship. The Huns, whose fury swept the earth till the dying peoples thought the werewolves themselves had come, that in their veins ran the blood of those old witches who, expelled from Scythia, mated with the devils in the desert. Fools. What devil or what witch was ever so great as Attila, whose blood is in these veins? But you will forgive me. I have kept you until morning, and you are tired.
May the 12th. Many days here, and somewhat amused at my first emotions, for the Count is an interesting, if unusual, person. He seems to be away all day, but through the night he has questioned me closely about England, about banking and shipping procedures, and has obtained the names of various solicitors who might assist him in his proposed move. Tonight, for the first time, the Count has not appeared. The yellow moonlight almost dims the lamp by which I write. How strange! A London solicitor, by this window which overlooks a 1,000-foot cliff, in this room of ancient beauty... Alone. Alone? Yes, for there are no servants here. This must once have been the room of a great and beautiful lady. I almost imagine I hear...
Darling.
Who's there?
Our most desirable guest.
Where are you?
Here. Shall I come more closely? Now. Do you see me?
Yes.
I want you to see me. It is lonely here.
I cannot imagine you could be lonely.
But I am. You are so young, strong, handsome.
Forgive me. I seem unable to get up.
Perhaps you are sleeping, dreaming.
Yes. Yes, I must be.
Yes. Dreaming of love, perhaps.
A dream. A vision of some forgotten age.
One dreams of love and longs for love.
Yes. No, I have a love.
And what is she called, your love?
She. Mina.
Mina? Shall I come nearer?
I. Yes.
Has she hair like this, your love?
Yellow. Like the moonlight.
Would you like to touch?
Yes.
Then I lean over you. So, touch it if you like.
I can't.
Has she eyes like these, your love?
So dark, almost rubies.
Has she lips like these?
Rich, rich, red.
And her smile, my love?
The whitest teeth. The sharpest.
Would you like me to kiss you?
Aye. Yes. Yes.
Then I will. I will. Let me show you love you never dreamed. First my lips to your throat. My sisters.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Are my sisters impatient?
Go on, yours is the right to begin.
Yes, kisses for us all.
How dare you touch him? How dare you, when I had forbidden it? Beware how you meddle.
You yourself, you never loved.
Yes. I too can love. When I am done with him, you shall kiss him at your will. Now go. I must awaken him, for there is work to be done.
Are we to have nothing for tonight?
Yes!
I have awakened in my room, a sweet horror in my heart, some grim desire I dare not confess to myself. Why do I remember tales of the vampires who sink their sharp white teeth daintily and drink?
Thieves! Thieves! Thieves!
A woman in the courtyard!
Thieves! Monsters! Give me back my child!
Her child? My God!
My child! My child! Give me back my child!
That cry! A wolf! An animal! Why does it sound like... Dracula?
Go back to your graves!
What is she saying? The wolves! And the wolves are coming out of the forest! I must get out there! I must help her!
You have her blood! Now give me back my baby!
My door! Locked! My God, he rules the wolves!
Give me my child! My child!
My door is opened again, and though I've tried all the day, there is no escape from this part of the castle. No way but the windows and the cliff. At nightfall, heartsick, I was shaving, using the mirror from my traveling case.
Well, my young friend.
Whoa!
Mr. Harker.
Hi. I did not see you behind me. I cut myself.
Blood.
Oh!
Blood on your face.
What are you doing?
Blood on your face.
Your hands! Take away your hands! My throat!
What is this you wear on your breast?
What? It's a gift. A crucifix.
This mirror is the wretched thing that has done the mischief.
foul vanity. Away with it! Our business will be completed tonight, Mr. Harker. Tomorrow, I go to England. If you care to listen at the window, you may hear when the mirror strikes the stones below. You may.
He smiled with his sharp, white teeth. What manner of being is this, who in a mirror has no reflection? The Tsigani in the courtyard. The gypsies. If I could reach them, I might be saved. There is one door I haven't tried. The door to his quarters. Dracula's. Open! Open the door, for God's sake! Gypsies, I hear you in there! You know I'm here! You know I was in there with that! Aren't you living men? Gypsies, will you leave me with the dead? Where are you? Go back to your graves. No use. The gypsies are leaving. Taking him, write it. Night coming, write it. Someone may read and find him. May the 30th, my last entry in this journal. I have sought every way of escape. There is none but the windows of these quarters which overhang the terrible cliff. I entered the Count's rooms. The door led me to a deep stairwell, down to a ruined chapel, down to dark vaults of dusty coffins. No way out. Then there was the smell. Old earth, newly turned. And boxes, large boxes, like coffins, half filled with the earth. 50 of them, I counted them, with earth new dug from the graveyard floor. Now I know where he spends his daylight. Now I know what he is, for in the last box I found him. Dracula in the coffin. Alive or dead, I could not tell, but red burning eyes opened, fastening on me. His youth seemed anew, the cheeks fuller, the white skin, ruby red underneath, the mouth redder than ever, the flesh swollen, and from the corners of the mouth, trickling over the chin and neck, gouts of fresh blood. He lay like a filthy leech, exhausted with his repletion. This was the being I was helping to transfer to London with its teeming millions. I seized a shovel left by the gypsies. I raised it to strike at that hateful face, and it turned as the eyes blazed hatred at me. My limbs weakened, the shovel fell, gashing his forehead, and I fled. When I heard the gypsies in the vaults removing the dreadful boxes, I tried to return. They locked me out. Locked me in. I know they work. I know they're in his pay. Filling his coffins, transporting them to the sea, where the work I have done will bring the vampire who breeds vampires to my home. What am I to become with those others waiting? The gypsies are leaving. I am alone with the living dead, who by day return to the earth of their own graves, and night is coming. I will choose the cliff. My beloved Mina, I will never see you again. May the 30th, the last entry, on the last day of Jonathan Harker. The precipice is steep, but God's mercy is better than that of those monsters.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to Grassroots Health Hut. May I help you with something?
Look, sister, lots of herbs here. I think we will find everything we need for our wicked brew.
Quite right, sister.
Well, what can I get for you today?
We need to cast a spell. Clap your hands. To send a guy to hell, clap your hands. We need some mandrake root and some warts and eyes of newt and the tooth of an old coop. Clap your hands.
Well, I'm sorry. We haven't got any of those things. But we've got lots of other great health products to choose from.
Like what, my pretty?
You can try some ginseng root. Clap your hands. Ingredients for soup, clap your hands.
echinacea and tofu, and herbs up the wazoo. Visit grassroots by SQs. Clap your hands.
What in Sleepy Hollow was that?
Aw, Mom, there was this bat, and I thought it was a vampire, because it came from the old McKechnie house, and I was just practicing lacrosse in the backyard, and so I threw my stick and my ball at it, and it just kind of threw itself into the window, and then it broke,
Enough of your tall tales, Johnny. You're going to have to phone Pat Nelson and Nelson's Glass and get that window fixed.
Okay.
Nelson's Glass.
Hi, Noni, it's little Johnny from up on Schubert. Can I talk to Pat? Because it was this bat, and I thought it was a vampire, and I was playing lacrosse in the backyard practicing, and I threw my stick and my ball at it.
Nelson's Glass, for all of life's calamities. 3415 Okanagan Street, Old Town Armstrong.
Is your little patient, doctor?
Yes, Dr. Van Helsing, but asleep, Dr. Van Helsing. Quite a simple case, Dr. Van Helsing.
To a wakened boy is no need?
No, certainly. He was found on Hampstead Heath this past September 29th. Quite a simple case, Dr. Van Helsing.
Oh, he's colder. It is good.
Nourishment, Dr. Van Helsing, nourishment. A simple case. Hardly justifies a journey all the way from Amsterdam by such a noted philosopher and scientist, Dr. Van Helsing.
I've read of this on the older children in your papers. When found, was he so white, so bloodless?
Quite so. A simple case.
Now, please to remove the bandage from the throat.
Yes, as you wish. There, you see?
Ah.
The two tiny wounds. A simple case, Dr. Van Helsing.
Please, what is it that is so simple?
Malnutrition and anemia, sir. The parents deny it. Nonsense, Dr. Van Helsing.
And this lady, so beautiful of the newspaper stories.
Oh, tut, sir. The beautiful lady who lures away the little ones in the night. Journalistic tommy rot, sir.
The wounds, for them, how do you account?
Scratches, Dr. Van Helsing, scratches. Your interest flatters me, sir, but I cannot account for the honor.
Dr. Vincent, there is so much for which we cannot account. In August, I have come to London to find such an illness as this. It was of a fine young friend of mine, the dearly beloved fiancée, a most sweet lady. Now he, my young friend, is a doctor as well. You may know of him, Dr. Seward?
Dr. John Seward? Yes, a student of mental disorders. I believe he has a private asylum at Purfleet.
The same.
And what was the outcome of the case, sir?
Well, with our knowledge, our science, we were babies. She died.
A pity. The cause?
The cause? That I wish to know.
Anemia, Dr. Van Helsing.
Her blood, it was as rich as her youth. She died somehow of losing her blood.
She weeps and weeps without end.
Lord love you, Dr. Seward. Old Minnie doesn't feel nothing, I'm thinking.
No, Swales, you're wrong. She feels nothing but all the world's helpless, horrible sorrow. So many years have held her silent. When she began to weep, I had hope for her.
Yes, years of staring. Now another 10 of weeping.
When did she start?
August 13th it was, Dr. Seward.
How are you so sure?
Well, it was the night old Renfield gave up his pets and turned so violent-like.
How do you remember that?
Well, it was the first night that your poor Miss Lucy...
Oh, yes. How is Renfield tonight?
Oh, still quiet with his pets, and he's been since the, well, the...
Since the what?
Well, the funeral, sir.
What?
Dr. Seward, sir, don't you... haven't you...
What is it, Swales?
Old Renfield. He's been asking to see you, but I didn't like to disturb you. What with all your troubles?
By all means, I'll see him. Any of them. What else have I now?
Oh, if it were me, I'd be finding a consolation in the pint. A pity, nothing but loonies.
Open the door. I'll call if I need you.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Renfield, you wish to see me?
Ah, yes. Yes, indeed, Doctor. I have the temerity to beg your indulgence a very great favor, Doctor.
Should I be permitted to guess? Your little colony of sparrows has exhausted your supply of string to maintain their faithfulness to their master?
Ah, no, sir, no. You misapprehend the significance of my future projects.
Then how may I help you, Mr. Renfield?
A kitten, sir.
A kitten? That would be rather irregular, Mr. Renfield. I gave you sugar to catch your flies. What became of your friendly little flies?
Oh, they all flew away.
Then, somehow, you collected a handsome family of spiders. Did they fly away?
Possibly. Possibly.
Now, by some skill of your own, you've enticed this goodly collection of sparrows. Do you tire of them, by chance?
A harsh accusation, Doctor. A harsh accusation.
Now you ask for a kitten. Mr. Renfield, where is all this going to end?
A kitten. A nice, little, sleek, playful kitten that I can play with and teach and feed and feed and feed...
I'm afraid I'll have to think it over.
I beg your pardon, Dr. Seward, but the old gentleman from Amsterdam is asking for you.
Dr. Van Helsing?
That's him, sir.
Van Helsing in England? Why?
A kitten, sir. A kitten to play with and feed.
So loyal, young friend, and how is it with you?
As well as can be expected.
Ah, such a terrible thing one does not quickly forget.
What brings you to England?
This.
Westminster Gazette? Have you turned journalist?
No, no, my friend. Read. Read here.
The Hampstead Horror? Really, Van Helsing?
Read. Read.
Very well. We have just received intelligence that another child was missed last night. Was only discovered late in the morning under a furze bush at the Shooter's Hill side of Hampstead Heath. The child was terribly weak and quite emaciated. When partially restored, it told the now familiar story of being lured away by the beautiful lady. Doctors noted the same tiny wounds in the throat.
Well... What do you think of that?
It's like Lucy's.
And what do you make of it?
Make of it? Make of it? What should I make of it? If I could make anything of it, Lucy would be...
Do you mean to tell me, friend John, that you have no suspicion as to what poor Lucy died of?
Must we go on discussing what she died of? She died! She died! She died.
Ah, my poor friend.
I beg your pardon. She died of nervous prostration followed on great loss or waste of blood.
On the blood? How lost or wasted?
Haven't we maddened ourselves enough trying to solve that fantastic riddle?
You are right. Night after night, a loss of blood and throat wounds... It could not have been lost thus, for where then was the blood? Nowhere?
No. Nowhere. Can't we forget it?
You are clever, friend John, but you do not let your eyes see that which is outside your daily life. Can you tell me, for example, why, in the pampas, there are the bats which come out at night and open the veins of cattle and suck them dry?
Good God! Do you mean to tell me Lucy was bitten by such a bat?
No, friend John. What I know is this. Our knowledge, our science, left us like a baby before this terrible thing. So for this past month, I have had to resort to mythology, to the dark, whispered memories of humankind. This only supplies the answers and points the way to a grim battle which you and I must fight.
I fail to understand you.
First, I must give to you the proof. Proof! Tonight you must come with me.
All right, but where?
To the tomb.
Tomb? Tomb? What tomb?
Lucy.
Lucy's?
Dr. Seward, sir. Mr. Renfield, he's turned violent again.
Van Helsing.
Friend John, I throw my reputation, my reason upon your mercy. Let me give to you the proof.
Please, sir, he's broken out, and he's in a dangerous mood.
What? Oh, yes, I'm coming.
Friend John, you know me.
Yes.
Dr. Seward.
I'm coming.
Unhand me, Carter!
This way, Dr. Seward, by the gate to Old Carfax.
I hear that. What's he started?
Took two men coming out with the Carter's cart.
I don't understand this.
What manner of disorder is it, this poor man?
I call him a zoophagus, an eater of life.
Eater of life?
Many flies to a spider, many spiders to a sparrow. He eats the sparrows.
The attendants are having difficulty, sir.
Bring it on, Carter!
I see the Carter's men are helped from a great distance.
He banged the Carter's men up something wicked, sir.
Thieves!
Hold his legs there!
Do you think I'm practicing the minuet?
Murderers!
That's it, all of them!
Robbers!
Mr. Renfield!
They shan't rob me! They shan't murder me! I'll fight for my lord and master!
There's nothing to be done with him. Put the straitjacket on him.
Lord and master, did you not say he eats life?
It's beyond me, Professor. Only once before has he had a lord and master. Otherwise, only flies. You are the men the patient attacked?
Attacked, is it? Murder's the word. There'll be actions and damages over this, I can tell you.
Now, surely, two strong carters like yourself are at no great danger from a feeble, sick man.
Well, not rightly speaking, Doctor. But then, them boxes as we was removing from Carfax all full of earth is no light weight. And if it weren't for our strength being spent on them, we'd have made short work of him.
Well, I'm sure it's thirsty work, and perhaps...
Thank you kindly, sir. We do sympathize with you and the poor gentleman, sir.
They've got him, Doctor.
Ah, my lord! My master! Will you desert me? All over. No hope. No hope unless I do it myself.
Get him into his cell.
And now the sun sets. You will come with me as you promised?
Yes, yes. Why is Renfield suddenly so quiet? What's he staring at?
Nothing that I can see, sir, but that there bat flying away into the sun.
Mm.
Van Helsing, we come into the graveyard like ghouls by night. I don't even know why.
Oh, John, boy, all your life you have honored me, and now?
Well, there's her tomb, then. My God, my Lucy.
Oh, come.
You can't open the door.
The door will open. You see? Come.
Oh, no. No, I can't. I want her to remember her as she was. No.
You are a doctor. You must know why she died. Even more so, you may be revenged.
Revenged?
Come.
How will you open the coffin?
Oh, no, the coffin will open.
Wait, don't.
You must see.
Do you want to put me in a straitjacket beside Renfield?
You must see.
My God, man, that's Lucy in there, don't you?
Is it? Is it?
Gone. She's gone. What have you done with her?
Oh, trust me, please, please. I will show you. Now, it is near dawn. We cannot have much longer now to wait.
It's only that I spent my life with the man that has kept me from leaving you hours ago with your gravestones.
You will see.
That last night when your only treatment was to fill her room with garlic flowers. Great heavens, garlic flowers. I knew you were going mad.
And her mother, poor soul, she came and she removed the garlic flowers. My first suspicion, my lost attempt to save your poor Lucy. Ah, her mother, she thinks the flowers by night not good. Ah!
You say dawn. I give you until dawn. Because I hope to save the mind that has meant so much to me. But when dawn...
Look!
A woman. In nightdress.
You see? She is carrying with her a sleeping child.
What's she doing to it?
Ah, this is the proof. Carefully observe her lips to the throat.
Lucy! It's Lucy! She's alive! Lucy! No, I couldn't find her anywhere. She vanished.
No, you wait over there by the door. She must come. And the child is all right, you saw?
Yes, but Lucy's alive. Alive!
No, Lucy, she is dead. Only lives the body.
Johnny?
Here she comes.
Johnny!
Lucy!
Now, only observe. Is it Lucy?
Yes. Beautiful. Alive. Even more beautiful.
Now, notice the bloat red lips. The teeth have altered. Somehow they always protrude. The eye teeth. And the eyes red.
She was drinking that child's...
Johnny, my arms are hungry for you.
Oh, Lucy.
Come, and we can rest together.
Slowly, Lucy.
Ah!
Ah? This you do not like.
Van Helsing, her face.
This you cannot pass. Return to your doom. The song, it comes.
Her face.
See, she goes into her grave.
Twisted with rage, like an animal, like a fiend. What did you do?
Ah, friend Joan, there is much here that you and I, as men of science, never have believed. Tonight, this, the crucifix, has been our salvation.
My God, there was blood on her mouth.
I beg your pardon, Dr. Seward.
What is it, Swales?
There's a lady to see you, sir. She says her name is...
I don't know her. Never heard of her. I'm busy.
I'm sorry, sir, but the lady was most insistent.
I tell you, I can't see her. Tell her to go away. Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
All right, Van Helsing, you've proved everything. Now what?
Now, to me, too. I mean, it is so difficult to believe what we have seen. There are the living dead.
Vampires.
So fails us our science. To go upon, we have only tradition.
Superstition.
Now, there is among us a vampire who works this evil. He does not sting and die. The vampire, he becomes more strong. He is of cunning more than mortal, for his cunning is the true growth of ages through which he does not die. He is a brute, and he may command the brute, the rat, the bat, the owl, the wolf. His love is the living, and his food is their blood. When his prey die, they too become the living dead, the vampire.
Yes, Lucy. And how does tradition tell us we can deal with this? Tell me and I'll do it.
Good, good. I will tell you. I will show you. The grave diggers have gone. We are unobserved. Now close the door.
The tomb of the Westenra family. If they knew...
What's that? Give me the bag.
If these others who sleep here knew the purpose to which their tomb was to be put, if they knew that one of their loved ones...
Ah, we have yet to do which must be done. Now, set up the lantern over there on the other coffin, so we may see to work.
To work? Yes.
And here, ready the garlic flowers.
What was that?
Oh, a dog?
What are you laughing at, Van Helsing?
No, I was thinking of my friend in his hole and greenhouse, who sent me these flowers. Strange medicine.
What for?
Oh, when we are done, we lay them in the grave, to make intolerable the grave to the vampire, who must ever by day return to it.
So Lucy may never be at rest.
Ah, you forget. Then she will not be vampire. Now, open the coffin.
Aye.
Open the coffin. We must bring to her peace.
Yes. Oh, the strange, terrifying beauty. Is this really Lucy? Are those the lips I kissed?
It is. And it is not. Do not think. Are you still willing?
Yes. No one else has the right or the duty. I'm ready.
All right. Now, then, in the bag, you will find what you need.
Yes.
The mallet. The pointed wooden stake.
You're very methodical.
Now, don't think. Just do. Take them.
Yes, the stake, where?
The heart. The heart.
The heart?
True, the heart. Right, true. And she will have peace. Now, take up the mallet.
The mallet, yes.
No, this is wrong. I should be the one.
No, she is mine. No one will do this to her but me. My God, how I loved her.
Now you remember her career. It has just begun. Those children, they are not yet so much the worse. If she live on, undead, by her power over them, they come to her. They become as her. But if she die, in truth, then all cease. The tiny wounds from the throat disappear. The children play, not knowing of this. And the soul of the poor lady, whom we love,
shall be free.
Yes. Yes.
And perhaps she will know it is his hand that freed her. The hand of him that loved her best. Now, let it be done.
Eternal rest, give to her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her.
Oh, dear God, I can't.
Do it! Do it! Will you leave her in torment? The just shall be in everlasting remembrance. She shall not fear the evil heron. Absolve, O Lord, the souls of all the faithful departed from every bond of sin. And by the help of thy grace, let her be found worthy to escape the sentence of vengeance. And to enjoy the full beatitude of delight eternal.
Master! Master! I await you, Lord and Master! I am here to serve you, Lord and Master! Remember me!
Now what then? What's all this, Mr. Renfield? Why not play with your little sparrows and give us a rest?
I've eaten them. They're nothing to me. Let me, if you will, sir, enjoy a moment of Dr. Seward's inestimable company.
The doctor's sick today, and if you ask me, I don't blame him. Shame on you, Mr. Renfield. All those nice little sparrows, so chipper and friendly.
Ah, madam, I am honored indeed.
Now what?
What incomparable elegance. What gentle, dainty charm.
Why, thank you, Mr. Renfield. I do my best to keep up appearances.
I refer, insolent rogue, to the lady behind you.
Oh, her. Lady's always following me about.
Are you Dr. Seward?
Oh, bless me.
Oh, it's you again.
Yes, it's me again, and the doctor can't see you. How'd you get in?
I walked in, and I must see Dr. Seward. It's about my husband. His mind. Some disorder. It haunts me. It terrifies me. You must let me see him.
Rogue! Would you let a lady weep?
All right, then. I'll ask him again, Mom.
John! Friend John! You are feeling better, perhaps? Possibly you should, to your bed, return another sedative, possibly?
No.
There is so little we know. I have learned the first time when he enter a house, he must receive invitation. But he's going. Now we must trace each detail in the case of poor Lucy. What do you watch so intently?
Nothing. Go on.
Each moment of her life, from the moment of her first step, the paleness, the dreams, the throat wounds, this you must trace on study for some clue. But what do you do with the pistol, friend John?
This.
Friend John, what is this?
In the window, with his black ugly wings spread out, there was a bat.
Ah! A bat?
Dr. Seward! Dr. Seward! Are you all right, sir?
Quite all right, thank you, Swales. I just shot a bat.
Dr. Seward?
Swales, who is this young lady?
I'm sorry, sir. I heard the shot. She would follow me.
Dr. Seward, I believe it is not considered quite fashionable to point at a gentlewoman with a pistol.
What? Oh, your pardon. What is it you want?
Dr. Seward, it's about my husband, and your reputation has brought me to you.
What about your husband?
Well, he's perfectly sane, and he insists he's insane.
That's refreshing. A world full of people perfectly insane, insisting they're sane.
Please, Dr. Seward. It really is driving both of us out of our minds. He had some terrible experience he won't speak of, and was ill a long time, and now... Oh, you must help us, Dr. Seward. Prove to him he isn't unbalanced.
Friend John! There is no bat here, shot at or otherwise!
Dr. Seward, please!
What's your name?
Mrs. Harker. Mrs. Jonathan Harker.
We will now take a 15-minute intermission after a word from our sponsors.
Are there times when you feel like you live in a dull, gray box? Well, break out of the crypt with a fresh coat of paint from Royalty Painting. Within hours, your home will be transformed to reflect your tastes. Don't know what your taste is? No problem. Royalty Painting has a wide array of styles in their portfolio to choose from, including Graveyard of the Atlantic, Rotting Red Roast, and Gangrenous Taupe. Visit royaltypaintingbc.com or give them a call to book your free estimate this Halloween, because at Royalty Painting, we treat you like royalty. Chocolero Finest Chocolate, authentic Swiss chocolate refined in Armstrong. Yolanda and Peter Rotzetter offer a variety of dark to white chocolate in different shapes as well as custom designs for special events and holidays. For a delicious handcrafted treat, try Chocolero Finest Chocolate on Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Armstrong.
Chocolero! Chocolero!